Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamah's daf Kuf Ches. We're here at Kuf Zayin of Mbeis at the Mishnah. More halacha about Miyun. Again, Miyun is if the mother and brother marry the daughter off, the Ketana, when the father is dead. So that's a Kedushin Midrabanan, whatever it is, a marriage Midrabanan. She's able to get out of it by doing Miyun, by simply refusing and saying, I'm out of here. And we'll see some more halachas about that today. So, Ezuhi Ketana Shetuch on the Mayan, in what scenario do you have to do Miyun? Can you do Miyun? Or do you need Miyun to get out of the marriage? It's only if the girl was married off, ladaita, she was willing. But if she was married off against her will, so then she doesn't even need to do miyun. She's not married. That's not a thing. Rabbi Chanina ben Antig Nesomer, kol tinokas she'ini yichol lishmar kiddushah, ina tzrichol lamayin. Any girl who's not old enough to lishmar kiddushah, to keep the kiddushin, I mean, to keep the ring, for example, that she was given, she doesn't need miyun. That's not an actual kiddushin. Right, that's again from the ages of six, seven, whatever it is. Younger than that, that's not a marriage. Rabbi Elazar Omer in Maisa Ketana Klum. Right, the Maisa of a Ketana is nothing. Ella Kemefuta. Rather, it's as if she was seduced. She wasn't actually married, and as we'll see right now, to the point where they're not luckily married. That if it's a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, or Kohen to Bas Yisrael, when her Truma status does not change. As the Mishnah explains, Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, lo tochel b'truma. If it's Bas Yisrael, she marries a Kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma. That's not enough of a marriage to get her to eat truma. And the conversely, Bas Kohen, the Yisrael, if it's the other way around, and she was eating truma already, and then she marries a Yisrael, which should possible her from eating truma, so then tochel b'truma, she could still eat truma. It's as if she's not really married to this guy. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov has a cryptic statement. We'll have to explain that on Amud Aleph. Kol akva shehi mina ish. Any kind of hindrance that is from the man, right? They are married. And if it's not from the guy, so then it's if they are not married. And obviously, that's very cryptic. We'll have to talk about it, see exactly what that means. So, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, "Amri love and masnis of Tana," or they say it was in the Mishnah or Raisa, whatever. Frog in my throat here. But Rishona Hayu comes from get miyun. Originally, they would write a get for the miyun, and they would say lo raya be lo tzvina be lo lo ana bayalis nasva be le veles ana. Right? I mean, she's saying all these different lashonos, so she's not interested. Came to chazan nafish dibura when they saw that was a lot. I mean, it was becoming a lot. And Amri, they said asi the chlufa begita. So people are going to think that you need. It's like a get. You might use that lashon in a get. Rashi says she has to be boor beget gerushin. If he's used to writing these miyun documents, you might write the same lashon in a get, which is not good. And therefore, it's a kino hachi. Therefore, they came up with the tekana and said beyon ploni miyun aplonis but plonia beanpana. Right. So they decided that very simply on this date she did miyun in front of us. Right. And that's it. Tana rabbanu another baisa. Ezuhi miyun. What does miyun? So Amra, if she says EF, meaning what does she have to do? So we'll see all these cases. It's not very complicated, but even a happenstance, just a passing phrase that she doesn't want to be married to this guy, that's going to be good enough. If she says, I don't want to be married to my husband, EF, she be kiddushin, she kiddushani, imi, v'achi, I don't want to be married with the kiddushin that my mother and my brother did, that's fine. That's miyun. Yisrael can even more than that. Right? Amra, Yehuda, Yehuda says, I feel yoshevus ba'apriyot. Right. Even if she's sitting in the aperion, was like the carriage they used to bring from the father's house to the chassan's house. Even if she's sitting in that carriage, and she says, "If she would me badly, I'm not interested." Zeh miyun, that's miyun. Yes, or okay, even further than that, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I feel even if already she's there and there are guests and there's parties going on, feel menesu mashkalem, and she's serving them. Meaning, I guess I don't know. It's weird for the kala to do the serving, but okay, she's serving them. If Amar Lahem, she says, okay, maybe she's not a kala, maybe it's even later. I guess Pasha's right. Again, I don't know why knee-jerk to say she was the kala, but right, even later, right? She's the balas habayis, and she's serving them. And Amar Lahem, she says to them, if she would plug me badly, I don't want to marry this guy. I'll raise him in. She gets out of the marriage, right? Yes, or okay, even more than that, Amar Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda. Bach changes it to Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, fine. Shigra Baila Eitzel Chenveni, even if her husband sends her to the store, to bring some sort of a phrase, not phrase, to bring some sort of item. If Amran, she says, EF, she proponed me by Ali, and she says, I'm not interested in being in this guy. And the Chamiyan Gundel Mizat, this is, there's no greater Mian, meaning that's a good Mian. Not meaning you might have thought that she's just annoyed having to do chores, getting sent on errands. No, she doesn't want to be married to him. That's it. Mian finished. They're done. Fine. Ruchanina said that any child that can't hold her Kiddushin, right? Ruchanina ben Tigmis, Omer Kol Tinogas, she can't hold on to the ring, she was going to lose it, whatever. So that is not, she's not marriageable age yet. I'm reviewing the Mishmuel, Hakrabi Ruchanina ben Tigmis, and that's the halacha. Tana will then rebisa. Kitana, Shalom Miana. Let's say there's a Kitana did not do Mian, V'omda v'niseis, and then she got up and she got remarried. Right? Mishim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesera, Amru Nisira. Hein, miuna. Like, that's enough for me. I mean, obviously, if she goes to marry somebody else, clearly she's not interested in the other guy. Right? That's it. That's for me. The brother, they asked, well, this got Shema, what about Kiddushin? Right? If she went all the way to Nisuin, okay, so we assume that she doesn't want to be interested. But what, let's say she's just, okay, a guy offered another shiny ring. Maybe she accepted that. She got excited. So what about Kiddushin? So Tashma bring it proof. Ketana shalom miyana, dam dam niskatsha. Let's say she just did Kiddushin. So sure enough, that is Mion as well. They asked, right, do they argue with him? Right, do the Chachamim argue against this halacha? If you'll tell me that they do argue, so okay, so Kiddushin, meaning in which stage, what did she have to do? Did she have to do Kiddushin? Did she have to do Nisuin? Or could even by Kiddushin, we'll assume that that's for Mion. If you tell me that she argues Afila b'Nisuin, even by Nisuin, Halacha Kamoso, I know Halacha Kamoso. Is the Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir or not? If the halacha is like him, so is that b'nisuin or afilu b'kiddushin? Is it even the halacha like that by kiddushin? The Tashma bring a proof. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Right? When if you tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, so halacha mikal the pli. That implies that they argue. Okay, fine. Excuse me. But I could still ask you questions, says the Gemara. What was the original status, right, of the original marriage? To have a nesiva meikara, odoma mikansha. What was she originally, how was she originally engaged or married or connected to the previous husband? Did they have nisuin? Or was it just kiddushin? So Tashma, bring a proof. The Kalasi, the Avdan Imrod, right, the daughter-in-laws of Avdan, right, we had Avdan, right, we had a couple days ago, so same guy. The daughters-in-law, his daughter-in-laws rebelled, I guess, against his sons. Pasha says they didn't want to marry with them. They didn't want to be intimate with them. They didn't want to stay with them. So what happened? The Shadar Rebbe Zugir Darbalim the Kinder. So the Rebbe sent, check it out, see what's going on. And Amar Lahu Neshe Chazu Gavraichu Dekasu. Right. They say, so other women said to those girls, right, the wives of Avdon's sons. Right, said, check it out, your husband, meaning they made a mistake, meaning they said, oh, look, your husbands are coming, right, they thought they were their husbands, it wasn't really, it was the shluchim of Rebbe, but they thought, oh, look, your husbands are coming, so they said to them, so meaning the daughter said, well, let them be your husbands, meaning that they were done, meaning they weren't interested, so Rebbe, in the chamin, gadol mizan, she said, okay, yeah, that's me, great, my love, David nisiva, doesn't that imply they were fully married, love, David mikacha, Kiddushin. No, they were only Kiddushin. They only had Kiddushin. So Gemara says, so we can't tell from that story. See, it implies that they were married with Nisuin, but we can't tell from that story because it could be that they were married with just Kiddushin. So if Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, or Afilu b'Nisuin, the Kama, even if they were fully married, the girl was fully married to the first husband, so Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that accepting Kiddushin, even accepting Kiddushin is the Mion that is necessary. Okay, Rabbi Lazar, Omar, Rabbi Lazar, it said, right, the Maisa of Akhtana is nothing. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chozrani, Alkol, Stadi, Chacham, V'lo, Matazi, Adam, Shehishra, Midosa, Akhtana, Rabbi Lazar. Right? I searched throughout all the statements of Chazal. I found nobody who is so consistent like his words, like Rabbi Elazar with this halach of katana. Why? Shall also Rabbi Elazar kimatayelas imo bechatzer v'omez mechegov v'tovelas v'ochas b'chum al erev. Because Rabbi Elazar made this scenario as if she's just taking a stroll, meaning made the bia, meaning made the relationship between the girl and the husband, right, as if they're just taking a walk, right? And she gets up from sleeping with him, she goes to the mikvah, and she goes to Nitruma, in the case where she's married to Yisrael, where the Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael. Right? Meaning that Rabbi Elazar is consistent, they are not married, period, full stop. Tanya, with the Rabbi Sir, Rabbi Elazar Omer, in Maizik Tanaklum, Vain Balazaki Lob Mitsiosa, Velob Masiadev, Lob Afars Nadarev, Vain Yorsha, Vain Lob Mitamela, where you have all the halachos that of marriage do not apply to them. Meaning, in Maizik Tanaklum, this marriage of a Ketan is nothing. The husband doesn't get anything she finds, and he's not Zocha to any of her work, and he can't get rid of her Nadarim, and he doesn't inherit her, he doesn't become Tommy for her if he's a Kohen. Kill Shaldover, bottom line, Eino Keishdol Choldover. They are not married. Ella, rather, okay, shetzricha miyun, but they do require a miyun. Meaning, says there are two ways you can go with a miyun, as we're going to see in a second. Either they're not married at all, just you need a miyun, or they are married completely, but they don't need a get, you only need to do miyun. Meaning, is miyun a chumrah or a kula? Right? That's what Rabbi Lezer says, it's a chumrah, right? They're not married, but we're going to do miyun just because. We'll see the second one. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Mion is a kula. And Bala Zakev and Tiyasev, Masyadev, Farsna the Rev, Yoshev, and Tamila, and he has all these halachos of being married there. Kilo Shodavar, Hareyu Kishdo the Chodavar. They're fully married. Ella, rather, instead of getting a get, she yotzav and Mion, she goes free with Mion. I'm a Rabbi, and Rabbi says, near the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. I like Rabbi Lezer's pshat better than Rabbi Yeshua's. Rabbi Lezer, Hishra Midosav. Biktana, Rabbi Yeshua, Cholik. Rabbi Elazar is consistent across the board, and Rabbi Yeshua splits. So which is my Cholik. Right? What's the split? Right? Ishto, he eats, he buy a get. Right? If you tell me the split is, if they're married completely, why shouldn't she get a get? So Rabbi Elazar Nami. Right? Rabbi Elazar is also inconsistent. Ilav Ishto, he mio Nami, though, to buy it. Right? So if they're not married, so what does she need to do Mion for? So Ella, Bikadei, So they said, yeah, well, what else? Okay, what else are you supposed to do? I mean, how else are you supposed to get out of this marriage? I mean, it is definitely a marriage with the Rabbanan, right? But if they're not halakhically married for all the halakhs that are Isa, right, she's got to get out of it somehow. So that's how. That's why Rabbi Yeshua's makes a little bit more sense, according to Rabbi, than Rabbi Elazar. Okay, and then finally we had this strange phrase in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Right, he had said, right, that and whenever there's a kava for the guy, they are married, and when there's a kava, it's not because of the guy, so then they are not married. They're not considered halakhically married. So the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what's going on over here? Right, well, Hechi Dami, a kava she'i min ha'ish, a kava she'ina min ha'ish. What do you mean? Some sort of ikuv, right, ma'akev, I translate ma'akev, I don't know, some sort of... refusal or some sort of stoppage, some sort of issue, some sort of problem. Is it coming from the guy? Not coming from the guy? What's going on over here? So I'm going to be using Tibaya Tevuha Linase for Amra Machmas Ploni Bali. If someone Tevuha Linase, someone asked this girl to marry her, right? Again, she was married off by her mother and her brother to this guy when she was Ketana. And someone else comes along and says, hey, marry me. For Amra, she says, Machmas Ploni Bali, right? She says that, no, I can't marry you because of my husband. Zuhi akavashim in aish, that's a refusal. She declined because of her husband, and therefore, they are married. Meaning that's not miyun, right? Right, they're married. Maybe she needs to do another miyun to get out of that marriage. Meaning she's saying that I can't marry you because I'm married already. So therefore, that's not miyun. And therefore they are married. The machmas bnei adam, but she'inam mehuganimli. Right, but if she says no, I can't marry you because you're not a good guy. I don't accept this marriage because these guys are lousy. So zui akava she'inam minish. That's a complaint. That's not because of the guy, and that's a miyun. Meaning that's already considered a shayach miyun. Right, because again, the only reason she's not getting married to the second guy is because she doesn't like him either, but not because she's already married. So that's proper me, and that implies that she's not happy with the original marriage. Abaye bar Avin, Rebbe Chanina bar Avin, Dami Tavayo. They say that nothing like get zui yakava min ha'ish. Meaning that he explains differently. They explain differently that if he gave her a get, so then that's from the guy. Who asur b'krovo se'av, he asur b'krovov. Right, and then they're asur to the relatives. Upsalam in her kuna, and then she's puzzled from kuna because she had a get. But miyun abo, but if she did miyun to get rid of the marriage, meaning the two ways to get out of the marriage. If he gave the get, so then as if they were fully married and they're asur to each other's krovim, and she's a puzzled laguna, she's considered divorced, etc. But miyun abo, but if the ikuva is from her, if she's protesting the marriage, so then... Mion undoes the marriage completely. And Zuya Kavashin Amina Ish, that's considered to be an uprooting of the marriage, not from the guy, meaning because it's coming from the girl, she's doing Mian. And they're not considered to be divorced, they're allowed to marry each other's relatives, and and she's allowed to marry a Kohen, it's as if the marriage never happened. Hagitani the Kaman, but we're literally about to learn that in the next Mishnah. Problem is, if that's really what our Mishnah is talking about, you'll see in a second that that's literally what our Mishnah says, right? Mamanes ba'ish, hu mutu b'krovasev, vi mutu heres b'krova, v'lo psul minakuna, but nothing like that, to asu b'krovasev, vi asur b'krova, v'lo psul minakuna. Right, that's literally the next phrase in the Mishnah. So why would you have to tell me that twice? The Gemara says, yeah, enichana, mikrushe, kam mefarish. And sometimes, right, you have Mishnahis that just explain what we just said at the end of the last Mishnah. So sure enough, here's an example. We had a cryptic statement at the end of the last Mishnah. This Mishnah, according to, who was it? It was Rava, where is that? Abaye and Rav Chanina. That basically, this Mishnah, which we're about to read right now, is just simply explaining what we just finished talking about in the previous Mishnah. Okay, Vayter. Let's do it. Hamenes ba'ish. If a woman does mian, hu mutar b'krova sevi, mutaris b'krova, v'lo pasal l'makuna. Right, again, they're allowed to marry each other's relatives, and she's allowed to marry a Kohen. She's not considered divorced. It's if they were never married. As we'll explain in a second, it's demonstrating as if she was almost too young to get married, and she wasn't in the parsha of marriage, which is why we're going to see it's going to annul a get, because it's basically stating that she was not shayach, she was too young to be married. Weiter. And not a get, but if there was a get there, so then who also would call this out? He is Sura Bakrova, who was Apostle of Menakuna. Right, so that's in that case, if there's a get involved, so then they were married, and they just they got divorced, and therefore she's a grusha, and all the things that come with it. Nothing like get vechzira mienabo v'nis. Now the halacha is that a person who divorces his wife, if she marries somebody else, the first husband, and then the second marriage gets messed up either because he died, divorced, whatever. The first husband is not allowed to remarry his previous wife, but it depends, right? That's only if they were previously halachically married, right? If you tell me that a mion annuls and uproots an entire marriage, so theoretically, a person could do mion, as we'll see in a second. If the girl does mion, the husband could take her back if she married someone else afterwards. So let's see it. It's going to get a little bit more complicated than that. Let's say nasan laget for the first marriage, right? They're married when she was a katana, and then he gave her a get and got rid of that marriage. Then hechzira. Then they got remarried. And then mianabo. Then while she's still a katan, she did mian. This is all happening when she was 10, 11, whatever. Vinis is lach, and then she married somebody else. Vinis arba o niskarcha, and then that second marriage fell apart. Muteris lach zolo. Right? She's allowed to go back to him. Because again, the mian, achar get, right, uproots all marriage beforehand, right? As if she was too young to get married, etc. Right? It's even though the first marriage was never a marriage either. If though, however, mianabo, that they did mian, she did mian, and then have zero of anasam laget, and then they got remarried, and then he gave a get, meaning they were married twice. In the first case, there was a get and then mian. The second case, there was mian and then a get. And then if it is lachar v'nisamblon discarsha, and then she married somebody else, and that marriage fell apart, then a sura lachsimon, then she is not, excuse me, allowed to go back to him. And zaklav, this is the rule, get achar mian, a sura lachsar lo, mian achar get, mutaras lachsar lo. That if you do get and then mian, you can go back to her. Excuse me, sorry. But if it's mian achar get, so then it is you are allowed to go back. She is allowed to go back to her original husband, because again, that's going to be as if they were never ever married. Hamamenes beish v'nis is la'acher. That says you do mian, then she married somebody else. V'girsha, then she got divorced. La'acher, right? U'mian abo, and then she did mian. La'acher to someone else, and there's a girsa here that's going to say even a third step, another one. V'girsha, and then she had to get to somebody else. Zadklal, this is the rule. Kol yotzei amen beget. Anyone who divorces via get, asura lakser lo. She can't go back to that guy. But v'mion, mutar lakser lo. But if they had mion, then she is allowed to go back to that guy. Okay, we are running actually up against the clock because I have to give another shear at 10. And I think I started a little too late. It's about 9:45 right now, so try to get as far as I can. And then we'll have to pick up and catch up tomorrow. Okay, weiter. Alma, again, apparently, what do you see? Again, that a miyun can get rid of a get. And again, the idea is, it doesn't mean that the miyun gets rid of the get, but it shows that when she did miyun, that she was a ketana, and the get wasn't a real get, because it wasn't a real marriage. Right? And therefore, right, again, all of the marriages beforehand, right, it was as if she was never married. So that's what the miyun does. That's what we're trying to explain. So therefore, that get that she had gotten previously, right, is not going to make her not be able to marry, to remarry. So the Gemara says, well, 1 second, or minu, ask you, stira. What about the end of the Mishnah? Her hamamenes be'ish, she does miyun, v'nis is the achar v'girsha, then she gets married to someone else and she gets a get. The achar u'mina, then she marries someone else and they do miyun. The achar, then she marries somebody else v'girsha, then she gets a get. Zekal, the rule is, kol she has a mena v'get, asura, laxer lo, but miyun muteres laxer lo. Whoever she had a get with, she can't go back to, and whoever she had miyun with, she can't go back to it. So apparently you see that miyun does not remove a get. Meaning we're not saying that miyun gets rid of the marriage that she was in. It's saying that she was never fit. She was never properly married to begin with. So it's going to uproot all previous marriages. But if that was how the Rashi learned. But at the end of the Mishnah over here, at the end, is saying, what do you mean? If she got a get, the miyun simply seems to, it seems from the Mishnah, from the Sefer of the Mishnah, that miyun will only uproot the marriage that she did miyun for, but not previous relationships, whereas the beginning of the Mishnah assumed, it seems to imply that it would. So I'm reviewing the Mashmur, yeah, Tavra, sure enough, Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu, yeah, it's a machok, it's not a Mishnah, in Echanami, right, two views of how miyun works. Does it uproot all previous marriages by saying that she was never shy to be married whatsoever, or is it just saying that the marriage she was in right now, right, was never a marriage? Amar Rava, Rava says, "Well, my kushya. Well, I don't understand. What's the problem? Right, Dilma miyun diday mevadal get diday miyun dechavri lo mevadal get gita diday." Rava says, "I don't understand. There's a simple difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha, it was the same guy. The Seifa, they're a bunch of different guys. So why should that's not a steer at all?" So the Gemara says, "Umayshna miyun dechavri lo mevadal get diday." Right, I don't understand though. The Gemara says, "What's the problem? Why would we say that miyun with Shimon would not get rid of the marriage with Reuven that ended in a get? The reason is because I did the makaris berimizosov akritzosov. Since she's familiar with kind of the suggestions, the movements that this guy does, also mashabish maisilo. We're going to be afraid that he'll kind of like gesture from across the room and kind of speak to her, right, and get her out of." Right, convince her to go back to him, right, and get out of that marriage. The problem, if that's the logic, me and Diday not will live out Gita Diday. Right, the idea of my caris berimizosa v'kritzosa, also mishabesh maisila. Why aren't we concerned that with the same guy? Right, it could be the concern. Meaning, I don't understand. There should be no difference. If that's the concern, there should be no difference between if the previous husband was a different guy or this guy. In both cases, where, you know, she was married to them, she knows all the gestures. We're concerned that he's going to kind of like convince her and kind of motion to her to get out of the marriage that she's in. So Gemara says, "Hakvar shimsha velo ishabsho." Yeah, because when it's the same guy, right? She's been already quote unquote divorced twice from him. Right? He's already tried. Right? He's gotten his shot, and he's missed it. So that's why we're going to say that miyun will get rid of that marriage. But by the other ones, we're concerned that they still might, try and convince her to get out of the current marriage. So Gemara says, "Ela e kasha." Rather, no. The problem was like this: the chavre kasha. Because if you have between different meaning, miyun with one guy and miyun from another guy. I mean, the problem is miyun above echzira. If she did miyun with the first guy, and then he married her again, and then nesan la get, and then he gave her a get, and then this is la'acher, and then she married Shimon, v'nisamon v'niskarsha, and then that marriage fell apart, asur la'chzirbo, then you're not allowed to go back to him. Time v'nisamon v'niskarsha. How did that marriage, second marriage, fall apart? Only if she became a widow, right, or she got divorced. But hamiyano, but if she did miyun with us to get out of that second marriage, then miteres la'chzirbo, maybe she is allowed to go back to him. Alma asimiyan dechavim v'vatal gidi today. Apparently that implies that the miyun of Shimon would get rid of the get right, from Reuven or Mini, but what, that's not what the second part of the Mishnah implies. Right? Again, that part of the Mishnah implies that Miyun by Shimon, by one guy, will get rid of a get of another guy. The end of the Mishnah, like we just quoted before, right, we're going to quote it again, right, implies that Miyun from Shimon does not get rid of the get from Reuven or Mini. I'll just read it through, but it's the same quote. Right? Hamemenes be'ish v'nis z'acha v'girsha, v'girsha. The rule is so Alma, apparently, what do you see from the second part of the Mishnah? That it doesn't work that Mian will get rid of the get from somebody else. So Rabbi Elazar says, yeah, Tavra is Mishashanazu, Lo Shanazu. Yeah, that's where you see it's a machlokes in the Mishnah. So sure enough, it's a machlokes, it's just not explained as such. Ula Amar Ula says, no, the case is when it was actually three times. She was divorced three times. It wasn't twice. She was married three times. And there was a get, a miyun, get, miyun, get, miyun. So that already, at that point, right, it seems like she's a gedola. Because again, that seems to be that when a katana doesn't happen so often with a katana, people assume that she must, by this point, right, be a gedola, and therefore, right, we're concerned that that people will allow, what's it called, that people who are gedola, if you're really dealing with a regular marriage that broke up and she married somebody else by gedola, will assume that people will think that she's allowed to go back to her previous husband. Again, in the case where, let's say, she married Reuven again, married Shimon, and he died, people will think that, oh, if you see this case by the katana doing me and get, she's going back, they'll assume she's already gedola. People will think that the first husband, Reuven, is allowed to marry her even after she's been married to Shimon. And that Mishnah, and that part of the and that marriage fell apart. Okay, I gotta roll. So we're gonna stop here by Montana, and we'll go back to the Hail Geshas tomorrow. Have a great night, depending on when you are listening to us.